It is 8:09, 15 degrees downtown Charles City, the calm before the winter storm. Good morning, Kay Wiggleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Yes, indeedy, I hear that. So tomorrow we're going to have to really pay particular attention to our driving places and maybe even schools. Who knows?
That's right. Thankfully, we have Justin in studio. Maybe he can give us some early insights about how tomorrow is going to be. But we'll talk to him here in a bit. Kay, do you want to do the honors on who's
in the studio? Sure. It is all things good for Charles City Community Schools. This morning, we're going to be talking a little bit about that upcoming proposed bond referendum. With us in studio is Darcy Tracy. She is the information co-chair for the high school renovation project. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of good stuff here to talk about. Now, the school board is proposing a bond referendum in March of 2023 to ask the community if they would support renovating the Charles City High School. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
What is the next step?
The next step in this is to collect signatures for a petition to put this question up to a vote for the community.
Okay. So involving this petition, where can someone sign this?
A couple of places. They can go to Central Services and sign the petition there in the Central Services office. And also for convenience, I have a copy of the petition at Prologue Books and Wine here on Main Street.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this bond referendum first, if you can. Give out kind of the details of what this entails.
Sure. It's really exciting. This proposed referendum will provide a safe, and by safe I mean for air quality and HVAC system for our high school. It will also improve security at the high school, and it will add modern upgrades for 21st century learning to our most antiquated building in the district.
And I know, and maybe Justin can hop in here. Several years ago, I took a tour, and maybe you did too, CRISPR.
Yes, I was with that tour group.
Took a tour of the high school and was really enlightened by what needs to be done. Is that something that voters can take or do prior to this vote?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's encouraged for the public to go up and tour the current status of the high school and see the current facilities, and they will be enlightened mm-hmm. by what kind of a need there is up there to do these upgrades.
Right.
And I think to be noted, Superintendent Lundquist keeps saying what we're proposing is a total renovation of the high school. It's not just paint. It's not just lipstick on a pig, as she says. This is a total renovation. The high school itself will stay in our beautiful circles, and we're going to embrace that because they are solid structures. There is nothing wrong structurally with those circles, and so this will renovate all the interior of that with the HVAC and the air quality.
Well, and I have a daughter who's in eighth grade, and she utilizes a portion of the high school already, and she, you know, she is going to be in ninth grade, and she knows of the discomfort in some of the rooms with either the heat or the coldness of those rooms and some of the issues that need really truly need to be fixed. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. How can people stay informed and learn more about this?
Great question. They can go to our website at www.charlescitybond.org. Or they can email Superintendent Lundquist at superintendent@charlescityschools.org.
Okay. And again, the petition is very easily accessible at Prologue Books and Wine right downtown, just two doors down from us here on North Main Street. Otherwise, again, is it
at Central Services?
Central
also.
Services.
Yeah. And
okay.
Also, I wanted to mention that part of this referendum will also include an auditorium, which I know as people are probably aware of, but that will be a wonderfully built auditorium with no frills by any means, but it will provide, this beautiful space for the performing arts here in our community.
And we definitely need that as well. So good work. You've got a lot to do, I'm sure, between now and then. So keep us informed.
Definitely.
As the information co-chair, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, Darcy.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. And of course, we have Justin DeVore, the communications director in studio as well. Morning, Justin.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Justin.
I do not have my crystal ball for the forecast. I'm just looking.
You forgot it?
Well, the meteorology degree that I got in college that, you know.
You really did?
No, I did not. No, that was
that's always
the joke. It's like, oh, you need a little meteorology degree. You know, the neat thing about this is that in doing this, you find like the little secret places on the internet where you can actually get, you know, the really cool information. It's like, ooh, you know, you can look at this map and this map and this map, and it's like, okay, this one is like we're gonna get 15 feet of snow, and this one's gonna get. You're gonna get some rain, and it's like, okay, so you combine that into this, and I would never want to be a meteorologist, so I don't know what the crystal ball holds for tomorrow, but what I can tell you is we are on top of it with communications, you know, and you guys are always one of our first people that we call when we have a change in plans. So listen to KCHA, stay tuned to, you know, your phone, your text, your email, and we will keep you informed as we know what is happening.
All right. At least we can get through today, though, because it ain't supposed to start until after 6 o'clock tonight.
Right.
So, that being said, lots of news in Cheryl City Community School District. So, let's start off with the superintendent.
Yes.
The interim.
Yes.
Superintendent.
Yep. So, one of the things that's happened since the last time that we've been in to give the community a report is the Cheryl City Board of Education has said, you know what, we're going to take that interim title away from Dr. Lundquist. And so, she is now the full superintendent, not just the interim superintendent.
I love that.
That is great. So, Dr. Lundquist is the superintendent in full and will be eligible for, you know, renewed contracts and all those fun things. And also in other personnel news, Dana Sullivan is our activities director. We had a little change there as well. It was Brian Jurens, and we said, you know what, just in kind of the retooling of things, Dana Sullivan, and she has been taking the world by storm since she has taken over. She is doing an absolutely fabulous job. One of the neat things that I was talking with a student, Dana sent out an email to all of the high school students just complimenting them on everything that they did on a Thursday night with activities. We had two dueling activities. We had a wrestling meet. We had a huge game. We heard that on KCHA as well with in the competition gym and in Comet gym. So we had two events going on, and students were all over the place. Students were singing the Star Spangled Banner, running the sound, running sports, doing some communications, playing on the mats and on the courts, and just and in the stands they were just so positive and wonderful. So it was a really, really neat event. Dana is doing an absolutely wonderful job. So Dana Sullivan is our new activities director as well, and Dr. Ann Lundquist is superintendent.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Great news. Yes.
Now, performing arts, let's go ahead and talk about that and a connection to KCHA.
You bet. So one of the things that was started by our performing arts groups a few years ago was the they do what's called runouts in the community. And we just love this. They really give the gift of music to a lot of people in the community, and they are popping out all over the place in the next couple of weeks. The neat thing about that is you guys are also one of those places that they come to.
Well, they start with us.
They do, because we want to tell the community where we're going to be at. So what they will do is...
We get first dibs.
You do. And you also do have the largest microphone in the community. So,
well, that's true.
You know.
Oh, it's just those times are my favorite time of year. And I never, ever leave the studio without tears in my eyes.
Yeah. So Rhymes with Orange is going out, the community favorite there. We've got our jazz bands going out, and Wire Choir.
Yes.
So we have a phenomenal performing arts crew in this community. Kids get a great education with that. It is a point of pride in this community. And so we like sharing that.
Yes.
So they are going out this holiday Christmas season, and they are performing in various places, and I think even they go to Prologue as well. So,
yay,
we're getting some
thumbs up. Yep. So she stopped number two.
Yes.
Prologue.
Yep. So
we're both the elite people.
Wow.
And I know they're coming. I know for sure Rhymes with Orange is coming to Rotary. I'm not sure about Wire Choir, but at any rate, very exciting couple of next weeks.
It really is. So
plus, and we're lucky enough too that they actually recorded some tracks that we're playing in addition to our holiday hits too.
That's wonderful, and I even think we have a holiday greeting, Christmas greeting there as well. Mm-hmm. So. And then the end of the semester is coming up. So, and the end of the semester means winter break is starting. So winter break begins on Friday, December 23rd.
And runs through?
Next year. So that would be the last day of winter break would be January 2nd.
Okay.
2023. Got to make sure and
2 weeks of a bored teenager. Yay!
Oh, there are many. Bring her over to our place and we can put her to work.
That would be wonderful.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks for joining us. And I guess we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
We will see. We'll do our best.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Merry Christmas, Kay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Charles City.
Thank you so much for all you do. And it's a terrific day at the Charles City School District. It's a terrific day to be a Comet. That's coming right. From a former Decorah Viking.
I
have done my job if I can get a Decorah Viking to say that. So, yay.
Awesome work, Justin. It's 8:20. We have your weather next.